There's sad news in the pigeon racing world today. One of the great New York pigeon fanciers, Frank Viola, has died at age 87. According to the New York Times article, pigeon racing in the United States is at least a century old, but the sport really took hold in this country in the decades after World War II. Then it was impossible to walk down the street in certain New York neighborhoods, among them Bensonhurst and Bath Beach, without one's eyes being drawn upward by wheeling flocks of birds which exploded into the air like fistfuls of thrown confetti. These were no ordinary street birds, but racers, homing pigeons, whose care, feeding, and lively under-the-table handicapping were the consuming pastime of a generation of New York men. The New York Times writer Margaret Fox notes that even though racing pigeons are the exact same species as regular old city pigeons, they are to New York street birds what Secretariat would be to a Central Park carriage horse. A true racing pigeon, which can fly up to 70 miles per hour, is a thoroughbred, all speed, muscle, and pedigree. It can find its way back to its coop from nearly 1,000 miles away. Prices for the best birds can run to thousands of dollars, even hundreds of thousands. Frank Viola raced birds and won plenty of races, but he also founded one of the few races with a huge prize, a total purse of more than $200,000, all given by Frank Viola himself. The Frank Viola Invitational, a 400-mile contest in which the birds are released in Ohio and fly back to New York, was begun in the early 1990s, but with Viola's death, the race will no longer be held. Viola spent a lot of money for his birds, but unlike many modern pigeon fanciers who kill birds whose performance disappoints them, Viola not only refused to do this, but required anyone interested in obtaining one of his birds to promise never to kill it. Frank Viola enlisted in the Army during World War II. He served in 5 European campaigns and was wounded on the beach at Normandy, his nephew told the New York Times writer. And when war was declared, Frank Viola donated all his pigeons to the military, which often used the birds to carry messages across enemy lines. Not many people race pigeons anymore. My brother did when we were children, but he gave it up decades ago. Urban racing pigeons are an important part of 2 of my favorite movies, On the Waterfront from 1954 and Little Voice from 1998. One of the most touching scenes in any movie is when Marlon Brando cradles one of his dead pigeons in his hands. But a society with cell phones and text messaging hardly stops in its tracks to scan the skies watching for messages carried by birds. There are still people with lofts on big city rooftops, still a few remnants of a slower, gentler time when birds carried messages of war and peace. But an important element of that time has been lost with the passing of Frank Viola. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.